This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Climb on in. Driver's seat. Yep. Get behind the steering wheel right there. Yeah, there you go. 10 and 2. Close the door. Lock the door. There you go. Okay, I'm in the passenger side. You're driving this time. I'm over in the passenger side. Oh, hey, welcome, everybody, to Auto World. Good to have you along. We're sitting in the cockpit here in the Greasy Garage studio in the Auto World Plaza. Yes, there is a car in the studio. Don't believe me? I'll have to put some of those pictures on my Facebook page, Mark Evans. Or maybe my Instagram page, Auto World Media. Coming soon, AutoWorld.com website. We're going to have a lot of fun there. Wait till you see the goodies we got for you. Goodies as in information to save you green. Good to have you along here this week. The third hour of Auto World is always a pleasure. Each and every hour is different on Auto World, folks. The information, the news, and all the fun that this loose nut, Mark Evans, sitting behind the mic, right here, right now, gives you. Love doing it. 45 years of automotive repair experience, touch and tasting, and been behind the microphone, actually, to share with a lot of great friends, listeners, and relatives. Since 1994, been behind the microphone. And Auto World, you ask, what is it? It's an interactive, informative, all things automotive radio program. Internet program, and also Auto World podcast program. Yes, at any one point in time, you can Google Auto World podcast, put an RSS behind it, and I'm on the top. And that means we're always on the top here at Auto World. That way, you can listen back at any time you'd like, and or go to GCNLive.com, and you can see a wonderful picture of yours truly. It might need to be updated. Not too much. No, not bad. I might have got a new couple pair of headlights on my face, called glasses, but that's all right. I can see the microphone better. And, of course, all the information that I'm going to give to you this third hour. And what we're going to do this third hour is have a lot of fun with you, first and foremost. You are the star of the show. Call in any time and or email. The phone number is 855-660-4261 here at Auto World. Email is good 29 hours a day, 17 days a week. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And I'm going to share, I've got to get to some more emails here this hour. I print those out, those emails you send me throughout the week. I did answer a lot this week through the AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com email to help a lot of people. And I did get a lot of you responding back to my answers. And they were all good. And thank you. I do appreciate that. Just getting back to me, good or bad. Please let me know Mark, you were wrong. Because you know how I learn? From being wrong. That's right. You learn from your mistakes. And that's how you learn more. And I learn more and more each and every week from you, our listeners. Here on the third hour, we are going to... Oh, Christmas gift for your car? Yeah, not you. Sorry, it's for your car. But you have to get these things, items, for your car. It'll thank you later. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Of course, what happened on this day in automotive history? I like that segment. Emails, of course, your calls, of course. And it is now time to talk about one thing that we don't talk about a lot of, is our lights. Oh, lights, camera, action. Yeah, that's not only in radio and TV, but this is on your back now. Yeah, you got a lot of weight on your shoulders now, folks. Lights. What am I talking about? We're sliding right down into winter right now. We're going into the colder weather. Yeah, even you folks in Arizona, it's getting a little cold out there. But it doesn't matter if we're even in winter. Why I bring up the winter? Because winter is a little darker because of daylight savings, etc. So we have more darker hours to drive our hot rods, your cars,
your trucks in. So we need lights working, guys and girls and gals and everybody, kids, the 18, 17, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds are just now starting to listen to Auto World and now are just starting to drive. Well, I started when I was 13. Oh, I lied, 14. Got my first car when I was 13, but 14, my parents let me drive. Couldn't drive at night because you had to have a learner's permit, all that. But I want each and every one of you, when is the last time you literally started your car? I know, you start your car about 20 times a day. Oh, yeah, burn that fuel, electric power, plug it in. It's a Johnson & Johnson ad. Anyway, lights, start it up. Put the left blinker on, walk around your car. Front and back blinkers, are they working? Don't forget to put blinker fluid in. Ha ha, Mark. Yeah, that's fun. We always like to do that. Blinkers right and left, check them. Make sure the bulbs are blinking on you. You know, on again, off again, on again, off again. Yeah. For you guys out there in your dating career, might be that in your dating career. No, you know. Anyway, we're talking about light bulbs here. Okay, headlights, are they on? Low beam, high beam? I do recommend getting better headlight bulbs, even though they might be working. They only last, and by the way, when you buy light bulbs for your car, blue streak is a good two words to think about, look at, always do that. But biggest thing is AH, ampere hours, AH. Look on the package. Just don't go in the parts store and say, hey, I've got a 93 Oldsmobile. I've got a 2019 Ford F-150. I need headlights. And they'll say, oh, here you go. And they'll just click on the computer and give you these light headlight bulbs. Stop right there. Ampere hours. AH. That means I want you to buy. How long are you going to have your truck? How long are you going to have that Oldsmobile, that Buick, that Ford, that Chevy? You're going to want light bulbs that last the longest because, especially in that 2019 Ford, how about that Chevy Traverse? I just did a couple here in the greasy garage not too long ago. You literally had to take the inner fender out, folks, to get to the light bulbs. It's an hour plus time. So get the bulb ampere hours that last the longest and the brightest. How about the marker lights? Turn those on. I'm talking park lamps. Turn on park lamp. Go around and see if they're all on. We want to light your car and your truck up, literally, like a Christmas tree, using its own sources. Do you like amber, which is the orange? That was the color of the week here on Auto World. Orange. Oh, yeah, those flames coming out of the back of my 57 Chevrolet. Love it. All orange. In fact, I've got some zoomies, we call it, built four pipes each side of that 57 Chevy pickup, and I'll have to take a picture of when we shoot flames out the side of it. Kind of looks like a funny car. Double-A nitro-burning funny car. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll show you that picture sooner or later here on my Instagram account. But I want all the lights checked. Okay? Do you have fog lights? Do you have driving lights? Those are the lights that are underneath in the lower valance, underneath the headlights, in the lower bumper, basically the cover, the bumper cover. And wait a minute. How about, did I happen to mention daytime running lights? You folks that have the 2000, I think it was 2004 and on up. If you've got that year and up to the 2020s and going into 2021, some of you might already have a 2021 in the garage or right now sitting in it listening to me. I do appreciate it. The daytime running lights are not they're not the main headlamps, folks. It's daytime running lights. It's really cool how they designed that. They have these daytime running lights on your truck or your car in order for the people seeing you in the daytime. That's why they call them daytime running lights. And there's a lot of you I see here in the Boise, Idaho area that do not have those on. There's only one rocking and rolling. The other one's burned out. Can you or can you not? The gentleman here in the second row is flashing that card at me. Can I do it myself? Well, you can. You can. You need some torque bit. Basically sockets to get in there. They have different types of heads on called torque bits, and you need to understand that you're going to get, you know, you're going to lay under the ground unless you have a car lift like we do here in the shop, because you can't put the car above you. Even if you did, the car's going to be above you anyway. If you're laying on the ground, you're going to get dirt in your face. That's not good. We're going to take a little short break so you can hear some secret sauce from our special sponsors we have. We come back, we're going to your emails, folks, here on Auto World. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wolf Creek Hemp, way up on the creek divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl, and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled, and his leg was fried. His hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to fix up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor and stayed right there on the floor. Then it said it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know? Sign says clearance is the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel in 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and round and round and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed in the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Oh, yeah, I love those. Love those stories. It's the truth. True live stuff right there. Welcome back to Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio, broadcasting from Boise, Idaho, folks. Good to be along with you each and every week. It's time for a shout out. Oh, yeah, right down that highway. Shout out to a brand new affiliate, KRAC, 1370 AM, Red Bluff. Shingletown, Cottonwood, California. Good to have each and every one of you along with all the other little towns I didn't happen to mention that you're listening to right there around that area on KRAC 1370 AM. Good to have you along. Appreciate it. Now, that with that said, I'm here to fix your automobiles. ASC certified, 45 years doing this. No, not radio. Radio's been since 1995. Repair, though. I've got a little bit of bruise here, a little bit of bruise there. I still have all my tools called my fingers. I still have my ears and my sniffer. That's one thing that I was known for and still am, is my sniffer, my little nose. And with that said, I want to pass this in the third hour, a little Auto World tip to each and every one of you. Use your senses to help you fix your car. Your nose can smell antifreeze a mile away, folks. That's right. If you smell antifreeze on the inside of your car this time of year, that means your heater core is leaking. See, your nose just fixed something. At least it got you to the diagnostic period where you know exactly where you need to tell the mechanic to fix it. How about your ears? What? Yeah, I said your ears, you know? The faster you go, the louder the tick goes. If you hear your rods a-knocking and come a-knocking at the door, fix them. Put oil in it. Oh, I hate it when number three cylinder, rod, knock, knock, knock. See, your ears do help you. That ear, by the way, sometimes you have to sit in the back seat to see if the noise is coming from the right rear. Maybe the left rear. Maybe don't drive your vehicle. Have your neighbor, your friend, your relative, your wife, etc., get in the car and drive it while you're sitting in the passenger seat with your head, just like a dog. Make sure you got your tongue hanging out to get the air coming down. Oh, yeah. That way you'll hear the noise in the right front brake. Squeal. Have you ever heard about driving your car or truck along a fence line? Love it. Do it all the time. Drive along the fence line so it can rebound the sound back into the cabin where I'm sitting so I can tell the customer it's the shrinker valve. That's a made-up name, by the way. Okay, so you got your ears, your nose. Did you happen to look at it? Please do. Look at it. See if it's leaking antifreeze. See if it's leaking oil. See where it's coming from. See how crazy you are when you're seeing down underneath the hood and have your wife take a picture of you. Uh-oh, one more sense. What did I say about feeling it? Do you have a 4-speed, 5-speed, 6-speed? Oh, you like to grab that steering wheel and feel the steering wheel. Well, this time it's time to grab the upper radiator hose. Oh, by the way, do it when the motor's been turned off and it's cold. What you're feeling for is rubber? What's it supposed to feel like? Softness. really soft at the end where it clamps onto. If it's real soft, kind of like putty, go down the hose and you'll realize that it's hard rubber and it's not supposed to be soft putty. Get the radiator hose replaced. Lower. Oh, by the way, if the upper one is the same age as the bottom one, do both of them. You don't have to reach down there and cut your arm and stuff on the radiator to fill the bottom hose. Just replace both of them or ask your technician to replace them. There you are. Use your senses. That's some of my problem, truthfully, in life. As I drive down the road, if I'm driving, not driving, but riding with my wife, and we've got the windows down on a nice warm day, or even if the air conditioner's on or heater's on, it's sucking in the fumes from the car in front of us, and I'm sucking and smelling. What? That's my disease. I keep smelling this antifreeze coming out of their car. Or I smell a catalytic converter, rotten egg smell, coming in our car. I'm going, oh, that smell. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Ooh, that smell. Well, see, that's some of my disease I have. Now, it's kind of like, do I chase them down and say, oh, yeah, here's my business card? No. I just say, oh, it's too bad they don't know they've got a blown head gasket. It's too bad they don't know they've got a catalytic converter that's plugged. Anyway, with that said, use your senses and let's get this car fixed. Easy way, best way to get a hold of us right here, right now on Auto World is you're the star. 855-660-4261. And or, of course, my email that we're going to get to in a minute. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Okay, with that said, let's do it. Let's go to the email bag, everybody. And for this person, I'm going to pull out of the Santa Claus Kris Kringle email bag. And there's one. There it is. This person's going to receive a book and some cleaning goodies from Wash Drops and Guires. And, oh, I even got some. Well, I can't explain it to you on the air. There's an excitement when you get it in your gift bag. But the paper is from Mark Roush, the paper, the book. Many pages called The Ethanol Papers from Mark Roush from the Auto Channel. Thanks, Mark, again for shipping those to me so I can send them out to our email visitors, guests, and our listeners who answer the trivia questions. Let's get to this email. It says, Mark, help! Four letters. TCCS. My van, a Ford E350. Oh, we got to go to a break. When we come back, I've got a book for this gentleman. Let's get to his name here at the bottom. Aaron, we're going to read your email when we come back from a short break. Get your grease on when you're eating your popcorn, folks. Dig right in there and get it. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is spending the Sunday before the election in five different battleground states. He told supporters in Iowa that the choice in this election is between a lockdown and a recovery.
We're going to be booming. Could have the greatest year. Yeah, the best year we've ever had last year. We're going to have the best year next year. We're set for it. It's a choice between a deadly Biden lockdown. He wants to lock down. We're never locking down.
At a get-out-the-vote event in Philadelphia, former Vice President Joe Biden told his supporters they have the power to change the administration.
In 2 days, we can put an end to a president who has failed to protect this nation. In 2 days, we can put an end to a presidency that fanned the flames of hate, poured gasoline on every opportunity he had all across this nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had to find my napkin to get all the popcorn butter off my hands. Oh, yeah. I think next week I'm going to bring in some kettle corn. Hey, welcome back. I'm glad you joined me here in the Greasy Garage Studio from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. We are live. This is your show, Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be with you. Let's get right back to Aaron's email. He says, Mark, help. Four letters. T-C-C-S. T-C-C-S. My van, a Ford E350, is bucking and snorting, hiccuping. I took it to my mechanic and they scanned it. They told me those letters, TCCS, needs to be replaced. I asked how much. They said $1,000 was their answer. So what does those letters mean, Mark? What do they stand for? And do you think the price is right? And most of all, is that going to fix my bucking and snorting? Aaron. Here in Andover. Oh, it's time for a shout-out, Alex. Woo, let's shout it out. Shout-out. Shout-out to WNNW 102.9 FM. Lawrence Lowell, Andover, Massachusetts. God, it's good to be with you folks up in Massachusetts. Beautiful fall foliage. I've been there done. Oh, it's gorgeous. I think that's the time of year that we're in. Thanks for listening, and thank you for bringing this to me, Aaron. I want to now take each and everybody in Massachusetts area into the bucking and snorting, as you put it, arena. It almost sounds like this is a horse show. Oh, that's not good. Keep your day job, Mark. Well, the bucking and snorting, that's the best way to say it, Aaron. Thank you. TCCS, Torque Converter Clutch Solenoid. Torque converter clutch solenoid. Now, this is going to be, could be real lengthy, but I want to shorten it up. Shorten it right up, just like that slinky. Remember the slinky that used to go down the stairs? I have one. Well, it could get real long, but we're not going to go there. Let's make it short. TCCS, torque converter clutch solenoid. What that is, the bucking and snorting sounds like what you got is like what Aaron just said. Aaron, it probably you take off and it kind of slows up, stops, and then takes off again. It slows up and stops, and you're not doing that with the go pedal, the gas pedal. It's doing it all by itself. See, the torque converter is mounted to the flywheel, which is mounted to the engine. The torque converter, then, the transmission body of the automatic transmission slides, the torque converter slides into the transmission body, and then you put the transmission and mount the torque converter on the back of the flywheel. Now, that torque converter is spinning at the same RPMs as the engine. But inside the valve body of the automatic transmission, folks, that Aaron's having problems with, and you have the same thing, by the way, is these solenoids, electronically controlled solenoids. They're round. They're about 2.5 inches long. They're mounted into the brain of the transmission, called the valve body. This valve body is literally getting drenched with automatic transmission fluid, and so are these solenoids that are plugged into electronics, electricity, wires. What these solenoids do is they go open and close, open and close. The torque converter clutch solenoid has got three in this Ford E350, three different termite channels in it, Aaron, and it has holes in those termite channels. It's stuck shut. That's why they got the code. I believe the code, you didn't say the code, the number, but 741, I believe, is what the code is, PO741 for the Fords. And that replacement of the solenoid, you can't do, and I don't want you to do that yourself, Aaron. The transmission pan has to be pulled off. It's bad. That's why you got the, they're saying it's bad. It's got the code. Thank God, you know, for literally for scanning and computers and OBD2 connectors in order for us to let those machines tell us which solenoid's bad. Because you got first gear, second gear, third gear, fourth gear, reverse. They each have a solenoid. And you also have the torque converter solenoid. So what it's telling the torque converter to do, even though it's spinning, is shutting fluid off, shutting fluid on. Shutting fluid off, shutting fluid on. Letting it come in, letting it come out. Letting it go out. Causing it to buck and snort, Aaron, like you said here in your email. Now, let's get to the price. $1,000. Now, each and every area, now, Andover, Massachusetts, you are more money and labor up where you're at there in the Boston and over area. You folks have got probably $175, $165 per hour labor rate. Well, we're sitting back here in Boise, Idaho at $125, $135. So keep that in mind, $40 an hour more, and they take 4 hours to do that. See, just a little bit of extra. So the folks out here in the Boise and Washington area and the Salt Lake area listening to me right now in Auto World, your price can be cheaper than $1,000. But that $1,000 it sounds like in line, Aaron, for sure. What they're going to do is they're going to replace that solenoid. It's going to be probably $150 for that solenoid part, that TCCS. They're going to take the pan off, put a new gasket on, put new fluid in, and put the solenoid in, and they're done. But synthetic transmission fluid at $10 a quart, starting, by the way, times how many quarts, you ask? That's the whole key. Aaron, I don't know at this point. I want you to use your eyes, get underneath that van. Has that transmission pan been leaking? See, right now, what did take... See, we can be a good mechanic and figure it out, find the diagnostic and replace the part, but what caused it to go out and go bad? I would say, Aaron, you might have a transmission pan leaking, tranny fluid. That transmission's been a little bit low on fluid, causing the torque converter clutch solenoid to go bad on you. So, you might need 10 quarts of transmission, synthetic transmission fluid in there. Times 10, see how it adds up real quick. So that, Aaron, thank you. That's how you do it, folks. And Aaron, thanks for the email. I've got your email address here. We've got, actually, some gifts for you for being part of being a member of Auto World. Sharing your grief with all of us. And that way we can turn your grief into some happy times, get that that big van running good again and make it sound good. Make it happen. That's where it's all about. If your transmission, folks, they're going to put a new filter in there too for Aaron. And if you never service your transmission, what this means is you've got to take the pan off and do a new filter. transmission filter and new fluid in there, and that's his transmission service. And Aaron's going to get that done automatically when they put that solenoid in. Now the gentleman in the third row, doesn't he want all the solenoids replaced at the same time since they're already in there? Sure, absolutely. Let's add that up. 150 times first gear, 150 times second gear, third gear. See where I'm going with this? So, yes, you're going to get all free labor, maybe a little bit more labor to do all those solenoids at the right time. But, Aaron, yes, that thank you for the person in the second row here to say something, because if you can afford 150 times 5, go for it. Ugh. You might have to have an installment plan on that, and they might have that at the transmission shop. That's another key point, is that, in fact, the gentleman in the sixth row says, doesn't he want to go to a transmission shop and not automotive repair shop? Yes, 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 and yes. Find out if they're certified in transmission repair. ASE, Automotive Service Excellence. That's the little blue star. Aaron, look for the little blue star, or just ask him, do you have your technician that's certified in transmissions? Because you really don't want a person that's never taken a pan. By the way, that transmission pan on your Ford there, Aaron, is probably 2 feet long, 2.5 feet long, probably almost a foot and a half wide. It's huge. Can you imagine a gentleman that just started changing oil for a living and has never had a transmission pan off, and they say, hey, will you go and put a TCC solenoid in that thing for us? And that gentleman's going to take the pan off and just boom, his brain's going to blow. There it is. It's the way to do it. Auto World Radio. @yahoo.com is our email. We'll be right back after a short, brief message with more trivia, more popcorn, and a whistle. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Watch out there on that 102. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Good to be along with you here in the Greasy Garage Studio. You're listening to Auto World from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, live, and I am proud of that. Proud to be here with you. Proud that you actually are, you know, taking your time out of your life to join me in the Greasy Garage Studio. It is time now for What Happened on This Day in Automotive History. Back in 1955, on this day, Studebaker Hawk Line is introduced, folks. The Studebaker, you heard of that brand. Studebaker introduced the Hawk on this day in 1955. For the 1956 model year, described as a family sports car, the line included the Golden Hawk, the Skyhawk, the Power Hawk, and the Flight Hawk. The lowest priced model was the Flight Hawk. The Hawk cars, which succeeded the Studebaker Speedster, were all two-door, four-seat hardtops, and in 1957, the lineup consisted of only the Golden Hawk and the new Silver Hawk. The following year, Packard released one year, only Hawk of its own. Yes, Packard. Well, in the late 1950s, Studebaker suffered from declining sales. This hardship resulted in the drop of the Golden Hawk for 1959, leaving only the Silver Hawk. In 1960, the name was reduced to just Hawk, and it would remain that way until 1962 when the Gran Turismo Hawk debuted. The GT Hawk would be the end of the line for the cars, with the last one leaving the assembly line in 1964. Do you have one of those Hawks? We might have to call you the Hawk Man, the Hawk Woman, the Hawk Person. Beautiful car. Always like doing, find out what happened on this day in automotive history. The Hawks. Hawks. The Birds. Remember that movie, The Birds? Well, let's not go there. It's good to talk about the Hawk, but that's what happened on this day in automotive history. Here in Auto World, we always want to say thank you and want you to always join me by emailing me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can email me live right now, and I'll answer your question to help you. And you can also email me throughout the week. And again, 855-660-4261 is my phone number here at Auto World. Axelrod Alex is hanging over that with his straps and his arms trying to get the buttons correct. And he does each and every time. It's good to be with you. I want to get down here, and I promise it to you, and I got to do good on my promise. Christmas gifts for your car. Now, first and foremost, make sure your cars are listening right now. Crank up the radio. Crank up your cell phone. I know you're listening on the cell phone, the podcast. I know you're there. Crank it up so the car can hear you. Hopefully you're in the car right now listening. Crank the radio up because the car wants to know what you're getting it for Christmas. Yep, it can hear you. Right before Christmas we are, and I want you to make sure that you have these things in the car, not for the car. They're for you. Winter. Warmth. Do you have a little roll-up blanket in the back? How about an extra coat? Maybe throw in a wool jacket. How about a stocking cap? They don't take up a lot of room. Oh, did I happen to mention maybe wool socks? Because when you're out there with your car, your truck, having fun in the snow, and all of a sudden snow goes down inside your shoe, your boot that you have on, and what's it do? It melts because you're hot-blooded waiting to see. Oh, that's a song. Anyway, put some new wool socks in there and put them on when you need to. How about some gloves? That's why they call it the glove box. Want those in there. Also, I want a first aid kit. Do you have a little first aid kit with Band-Aids? And by the way, the Band-Aids, be careful. You might even have some, you know, the ointment in there. It does freeze. So think about that before you put the ointment in there. Band-Aids don't freeze, but get all types of different Band-Aids. First aid cream doesn't freeze and spray either, by the way. Uh-oh. Did I happen to mention a flare? Yes, you need a flare. They're cheap. Put a little flare in there. And TP. What? Yes, I said it. I said TP. Maybe a Kleenex box to blow your nose. Because you're going to need it if the car breaks down. And here's the most... There's so many items, but here's just a few of the items that I want you to put in your car. And the last one, folks, is a battery charger. What? It's a battery charger jump starter. And you know, all you're picturing this big, huge, massive box with those big, huge cables with the red and the black, red for positive, black for negative. No, not that. See, I have that in the shop here at the Greasy Garage. That's for in a garage, in a shop, in the Greasy Garage, here. But battery tender, the first hour I mentioned that brand, the third hour I'm mentioning that brand. Why? Because the battery tender, folks, has got a 1,000-amp jump starter. It is so little, it will fit. It's a little bitty box with, yes, a little red clip, alligator clip, red, black, and it hooks to your positive and your negative on your battery. It can fit, it's that little, in your glove box. It's a little bitty, but it has 1,000-amp power. Small, but yet awesome. And so that tells, and by the way, that I'll add this to it, it's battery tender as a brand. It's not that much money at all. You ready for this? Because they're asking here on the rows of here in the live studio of Auto World, how much is it? It's $90. $90. And you might find it even cheaper if you use the internet. But I do have one. It's $90. That's what I paid. It works. And not only does it, can it, will it jumpstart your car in case you leave the lights on, by the way, when you're out there cutting your Christmas tree. But maybe you're just out driving around and parked at the park and left the lights on and went for a walk. And you come back in, your car won't start. You need the battery tender jump starter in the glove box for $90. And I'll give you one more brand, too. Genius Boost. It's called Genius Boost. It has 1,000-amp power, too. And they're small. They're really, really small. Really great product to put in your glove box. You might even just want it all the time anyway in your garage at home or your carport or wherever you might be. Because you never know when your battery... Here's today's batteries. What happens is they actually go three... You have a 2-year, 3-year, 5-year, 7-year battery. What usually happens to the batteries today, they go all the way up to the very last day. And then they quit you. Have you noticed that? I mean, so what's going on? The old batteries... The sulfuric acid that would breathe all the time, and the breathing, you could smell it. Talking about senses, you could smell the sulfuric acid coming out of the battery box, the plastic box. Oh, yeah, sulfuric acid smell. Who doesn't want to smell that? Raise your hand. No, thank you. That's why they changed the batteries. I remember when I was growing up in the automotive world 45 years ago, working at the gas station, Conoco, the dinosaur, green, I used to have to pop those caps off the batteries. If you could get through the white cushion, the white crust, the white that looked like cream filling pie mix, on the positive and the usually the positive, but the negative terminal had this white cream on it that you almost could put on a lemon cream pie. That's what it looked like, but it wasn't meringue. It was sulfuric acid corrosion that was nasty. That stuff would burn your hands, your clothes, your pants, your everything. But as a service tech, you had to pull that apart, put distilled water in it, and send the customer on their way. Yuck. So get some DEKA, D-E-K-A. It's for positive and battery, negative battery terminals, and brush it on there. It's very, very cheap. It's a red color. It works. No more corrosion. Anyway, the new batteries today don't have that white cream meringue pie stuff on them. So don't worry about that, but do get some cleaner, okay? All right. Well, we're rolling down the garage door again here on the third hour of Auto World. That's a pleasure that's been with you here for the last 3 hours. And again, Auto World Podcast. Put an RSS on the end. Google that. Take a listen again and again, please. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your relatives that I'm here for you to fix your cars. And I do say thank you again to KRAC 1370 AM, brand new affiliate in Red Bluff, Shingletown, Cottonwood, California, and all the little other towns around there. I want to thank everybody. As the garage door goes down, Axelrod Alex, another great time, the producer of the show. General Motor George, my chief engineer who keeps me wired. Audi Adam, thanks again for taking care of all the new affiliates and the old affiliates and more to come. Lugnut Lee, Program Director and Marketing Manager. Thank you. T-Bird Ted, Founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Can't forget my makeup artist, Lion Lucy. She says, I'm looking good. Oh, yeah. My customer care expert, Who Cares Willie, my PR Director, Bubby Bunt, BSer. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe, motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.